It all began one cold November afternoon. Powerful wind whipped the fallen leaves on Bannerman Road into the air. Winter lurked in the wings, ready to sink its icy claws into the world. Some people find this time of year difficult, or even depressing, as the evenings draw in. I prefer to think of the nice things in store. Christmas, for instance. Trips into central London for shopping, before holing up in a warm cafe with all my bags, cradling a strong restorative cup of tea. Or Clyde, pelting all and sundry with snowballs, before I firmly suggest he channels all that boundless energy into building a snowman instead. In anticipation of the colder climate, I settled into the attic's comfiest chair with a mug of hot chocolate. "Mr. Smith, I need you," I said, triggering a transformation which I had almost come to take for granted. Steam hissed from the chimney breast as the whole thing pulled into three parts, revealing Mr. Smith, my alien supercomputer. He seemed a touch miffed, however, when I only asked him to play a few Christmassy tunes from his vast media archive. "Yes, I know it was a bit premature to listen to that stuff, but I was in the mood. My attic, my rules." Of course, this kind of cozy bliss couldn't last for long. And it wouldn't. Oh, no. Bannerman Road was about to be attacked. Not from the skies this time, but through cables, phone lines, and wireless routers. I almost spilt my hot chocolate as Mr. Smith froze his playback of Jingle Bells. The soft focus holly and tinsel on his screen was suddenly replaced with a street map, which centered on Bannerman Road. His gentlemanly tone sounded more urgent than usual. "Apologies, Sarah Jane, but we appear to have a dangerous situation in close proximity."